How many times have you said in your own life, I know I've said it in my own life, the harder I look, the less I seem to find of the things of God. It seems like my search sometimes doesn't reveal very much. And I think it's St. Augustine made the comment that it's probably because we're doing it the wrong way. It is God who searches for us. It is God who looks for us. So all of these parables in the reading, the gospel reading tonight, they tell us about God's search for us. He talks about the lost sheep. That's what we are. Anybody who has been born, who is in original sin, is a sinner. That's all of us, except the Blessed Virgin Mary. She was the only one exempt. So all of us were born into that state. So we all, whether we think we're sinners or not, we are. We're all sinners. We do things that are offensive to God. We do things that are offensive to other people, that hurt other people, things that are dishonest. We do all kinds of stuff. But it is God who looks after us. It's like the lost sheep. Now, anybody in their right mind, any shepherd in his right mind, would probably never do what this gospel story says. That if he lost one sheep, he would leave the 99 and go look for the one. That probably would never happen. Because I guess sheep don't have much of a sense of direction. They just kind of like to wander. And so he probably would have 99 lost if he ever did find the one. But Scripture uses that exaggeration sometimes to just say how important it is in God's eyes that we are united with him. So that he would leave 99 sheep by themselves and go look for us because we are that important to him. And the same with the second parable, the lady who lost the coin. Now, it doesn't say how valuable that coin was, but some of the scripture interpretation that I read is that it really wasn't that much. It's not like it was a precious gold piece that was worth a fortune or anything like that. It was just some kind of a small coin. And the fact that she would spend a whole day searching her entire house until she found it, and then throw a party afterward when she did find it, you know, to us that wouldn't make any sense at all. But in God's way of looking at things, it would. Because we are that important to him. And we are that lost coin. And I love the parable of the two brothers, the prodigal son. Here's this young man, probably feeling pretty much in the prime of his life, who tells his dad, "Look, Dad, I wish you were dead so I could get your money, my share of your money, and be on my own." And so he basically is telling his dad, "I wish you were dead." Well, the father in this story is, of course, the Lord. And so he gives to his son whatever he thinks is going to make him happy. And he goes out and blows everything. And pretty soon he's in desperate straits. And he figures out, you know, in my father's house, people eat well. They have a place to sleep. They have clean clothes every once in a while. All this kind of stuff. And here I am feeding pigs and starving to death. And so he finally made the decision to return home. But he didn't even get home. And his father spotted him, ran off a distance to meet his son, to embrace him, kiss him, and welcome him. Now, would you do that? I mean, if your kid said, "I really wish you were dead so I get my share of the money and take off and mess up his life," how willing would you be to embrace that kid when he got back, if he ever came back? But that's the way the Lord treats us. We are so important in his eyes that he will not let us be. Probably most of you heard the poem, "The Hound of Heaven." It's kind of long, But it really is a story of God pursuing a person. How he pursues him. And in this poetic language, it goes on and on and on for 186 lines. He talks about how God pursues the person, the sinner. Like a hound from heaven, they're just constantly chasing him. Wherever that person goes, day and night, God never gives up. He keeps going after the person and trying to find the person to give that person rest, to give that person peace, to let the person know that they're loved. And so that's the way God treats us. St. Augustine says somewhere, and I can't quote him exactly because my memory ain't that good. But anyway, he says something about God made us as his own, and we will not rest until we rest in him. He says basically what this whole thing is about. God pursues us, not because he wants to make us miserable or just wants to see us run or just, you know, nothing like that. Not to burden us, but to give us peace and to give us rest. He loves us. We can't understand that all the time. That God, no matter what I do, he loves us. I can be the most miserable sinner on the face of the earth. I can feel like the scum of the earth. God still loves me. He can't do anything but that. He made us to be with him for all eternity. And he will do whatever it takes to get us to be with him. Of course, we have to cooperate. We have to be willing to be caught by that hound of heaven. We have to be willing to be embraced by the Father, who is really the prodigal. We have to be that lost sheep who is willing to be found. And then we will have that kind of peace that he wants us to have with him for all eternity. So if you ever got time, of course, the Hound of Heaven, the copy that I found is Old English. Not Old English, but older English than we're accustomed to. And it's not always the easiest thing to read, but it is a beautiful poem. And to take the time, not to rush through it, but to just read it and know that that is God pursuing us because he wants us to be forever with him in eternity. He wants us to enjoy that rest that only he can give to us.